Well, according to other reporting, a gamer told an interviewer on YouTube that a feud had developed between two gamers over a $1.50 wager and an accidental, a virtual killing. This is in the online game, and that prompted this swatting. Again, you know, as bad as it is, made worse by a wrong address. And we're understanding that swatters can mask where they're calling from and make it look like a local call. What are gamers in Kansas saying?
I think this has really struck home for a lot of gamers. You hear about swatting happening to celebrities. You hear about swatting happening to people who live stream for a living. But you don't hear about swatting happening next door. So for Kansas gamers in particular, I think it's really helps them to realize just that it can happen to anybody and how much you need to be careful with maintaining your offline privacy. Gamers have also said they're closely following what happens to Barris. One told me just yesterday that if Barris does get a misdemeanor or gets off free, that he expects swatting will increase. That's definitely something they fear, and swatting is certainly something not condoned by the vast majority of gamers. Some regard it as a form of cheating or foul play. So I think it's really, really shaken the gaming community in the area.